Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, goodness! That's the breaking news, son, Andrew! The Saints are not screwing around. They are bringing Derek Carr
in. You're saying it right.
I'm saying it right. You saw the pause before. Derek Carr, he's coming to New Orleans on a visit tomorrow. Visit the Saints facility, take a tour, meet with DA, meet with Mickey Loomis. And I just want to remind people, I know the Saints have been strapped against the cap, and they haven't done giant free agent moves in a long time and this and that. But history tells me, Andrew, when somebody that they really want flies to New Orleans, visits the facility, they sign, they get that person. And I know people may be saying, what about Deshaun Watson? He didn't visit New Orleans. He didn't visit the facility. The Saints are freaking serious as a heart attack about Derek Carr. The rumors and the Senior Bowl, it's all true. But you have intel. Tell the people what you know.
Yeah, so look, this is all happening really fast, and you know, Derek Carr didn't really have a market here because everyone is kind of under the assumption that no one was going to absorb his contract, no one was going to give the Raiders compensation, because the Raiders are about to cut him anyway, so they're like, let's just wait for him to get cut, and then he'll be able to negotiate with whoever. And you know, my understanding is the Saints decided, like, no, they don't want to wait. They want to be aggressive. They want to go get their guy. And so I think the Saints are leveraging the fact that they're assuming that no one is really in the mix for Carr because they're awaiting his release. And they're taking that as they're using that to their advantage to go get this done now. And so they're pushing for it. And, you know, the allure, my understanding is the allure for Carr is that he's not really sure what he would get in an open market. So like he could protect the value of his current contract. Now, look, if he goes on the open market, he might make more, he might make less. It's just hard to say what that's going to look like. But you know, having that guarantee, if the Saints pick him up, that yes, you will get your contract, that's worth something to Carr. And so on top of that, there's built-in trust with Dennis Allen. There's history between the two. And so, you know, my understanding, I don't know what the comp's going to be. I've heard, I don't think it's going to be a top first or second round pick. So I've heard rumblings of a third round pick potentially, which would be similar to what the Saints gave up for Teddy Bridgewater. But, you know, the Raiders, they don't have a lot of ammunition here. They don't have a lot of control.
Here's my thing. I don't like the third round pick if it's a third round pick. Especially it's got to be this year's pick because they don't have a third next year, right? And they're not going to get any comp picks, so it's not going to get replaced. I don't like the third round pick. I'll live with it because it's the Saints saying, hey, we want Derek Carr. We got to get Derek Carr. A third round pick, if that's what it is, or a fourth round pick, to get Derek Carr, it makes you the favorite in the NFC South, and it gets you a top five quarterback in the NFC.
Yeah.
If you feel like we want to pay that instead of competing with Carolina and the Jets or whoever, right? That's okay. Like, it's defensible. The reason why
I love it. I think they should do it. Now, listen, if it's a first or second round pick, then my mind changes completely.
Here's the thing. Here's the only reason it can't be a first or a second round pick, because here's the thing. Derek Carr by himself doesn't fix the Saints. It has to be Derek Carr. Nail the first round pick, nail the 40th pick, do some stuff in free agency, then you can have a winning team, then you can win the South, then you can be competitive in the NFC, I believe. That's a path. But if you give up number 40 for Derek Carr, like the formula, the equation doesn't work in my mind. a third round pick, like Garrett Grayson, or a fourth round pick, Rick Leonard. Like, it doesn't. Like, I don't
look,
care. Like,
look. Jeff Ireland told us that they were going to be aggressive to go get their guy, and their guy is Derek Carr, and I know that for sure now. And look, he's coming tomorrow for a visit. My understand now, though, I think the way Ian Rappaport phrased it is no trade at this time. This is like a fact finding thing. Well, my understanding is this is pretty much like happening. And but barring something crazy, like the Saints are going to push to finalize, they're going to execute this trade, and Derek Carr is your quarterback. So my understanding is this is happening. Now, the challenge here is the Saints have a leg up on everyone else because they've pulled the stunt. And I don't think any NFL team really expected anyone to step up and do this. So the fact that the Saints have gotten aggressive and it's out there that Derek Carr is visiting, you know, the only thing to kind of keep in mind here is if someone else steps up and says, well, hold on a second, Derek, like, we want you to,
they get
in the mix, that could change things. But remember, the Raiders, he has a no trade clause. So the Raiders really can't, like, some team can't step in and say, oh, well, we'll offer you a second round pick.
Want to hear the rest of this episode? Full breaking news podcasts are for patrons only. Subscriptions start at only $7 a month for the best daily Saints podcast and access to the best Saints community on the internet. So go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. Get the rest of this Saints breaking news podcast and every other podcast we do. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. What are you waiting for?